The Syrian government continues to severely restrict media access to the country. Much of what we know about the unrest there is based on information collected by dissident groups outside the country. Yvine Kako works for the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, based in London. She translates from Arabic into English for the group. The observatory relies on activists inside Syria for information. Kako says one of them was Ziad al-Obaidi.
Ziad al-Obaidi was an activist who joined the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights in May this year, and he was killed on the 15th of October 2011 by security forces.
And he's from the northeast of Syria. Is that significant?
Yes, it is, because a demonstration started in the very south of the country, in Dara, and then it spread across the country, and it reached the far northeast of the country by the border with Iraq.
Okay, so that's kind of the background. What kind of information was Mr. al-Obaidi providing for the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights?
What it is important, maybe, is first to say about Ziad. Ziad actually was working in Saudi Arabia and have decided to leave a country and a job, well-paid job, to come back to Syria to join the revolution, to help his people and to become an activist.
So everything, it sounds like, was on the line for him as an individual. He wanted to work on behalf of democracy in Syria, job be damned, if you will.
And he became one of the dominant activists who worked for the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights.
So what did he do for you, actually?
The northeast is a very poor area where hardly there is communication. He approached the Syrian Observatory to give them the news as an activist and to report what's happening there, because the state TV in Syria wanted to say that all these people are armed people. These protests are not peaceful protests. So he wanted to say this is not a truth. So he was organizing the peaceful protest and he was reporting what's happening there, because there is a lack of information coming there.
What happened to Ziad al-Obaidi? Was he targeted by the government?
Yes, he was targeted by the government about months before he died. He was killed and he ran away and he hid for a month. But eventually they found him, and during a raid he was killed in gunfire by security forces.
And how did the government figure out that, did they target him because he was communicating with your organization?
No, it wasn't because of the organization. The organization is very careful, try its best not to let anybody know who their members are. But he was targeted because he was active on ground as well with protests. That's why he was targeted.
Is his family still in the city in the northeast?
Yes, his family is still in the northeast. He's married. He was 42-year-old man, and he has 3 children under the age of 10, and his wife is there as well.
He knew he was taking a big risk going back to Syria and engaging in these demonstrations. Just to get a sense of his motivation, why did he do it?
Well, he did it because he loved his country and he fought for it. He wanted to prove a point. This peaceful demonstration, people want a democratic life. People want to get back what they have been deprived of over years and years. There is a lot of resources in Syria, but the people are benefiting. So people want a better life, a democratic life. They want a change because they have suffered a lot over 40 years of al-Assad's regime.
Yvine Kako, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you.
Yvine Kako is with the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, based in London.